Wednesday, June 29th, Liturgy of the Hours Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Come, let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, come let us worship the Lord, the King of Apostles. In our morning prayer hymn. What fairer light in this than time itself doth own, the golden day with beams more radiant brightening, the princes of God's church this feast day doth enthrone, to sinners heavenward bound their burden light heart lightening. One taught mankind its creed, one guards the heavenly gate. Founders of Rome, they bind the world in loyalty. One by the sword achieved, one by the cross his fate. With laureled brows, they hold eternal royalty. Rejoice, O Rome, this day, thy walls they once did sign, with princely blood, but now their glory share with thee. What city's vestures glows with crimson deep as thine? What beauty else has earth that may compare with thee? To God, the three in one eternal homage be, all honor, all renown, all songs victorious, who rules both heaven and earth by one divine decree, to everlasting years in empire glorious. And now our psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your glory, the strength in your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, I know the one whom I have trusted, and I am certain that he, the just judge, has power to keep safe what he has entrusted to me until that day. And the second antiphon, God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me. Daniel chapter 3, verses 57 through 88. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever. In repeating the second antiphon, God's grace in me has not been without fruit. It is always at work in me. And the third antiphon, I have fought the good fight. I have run the race to finish. I have kept the faith. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, I have fought the good fight, I have run the race to the finish, I have kept the faith. And our reading for this Wednesday morning is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in his glory has come to rest on you. And a responsory, they gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They went forth rejoicing because they had been found worthy to suffer insult for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. They gave up their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are convinced that you are the Christ, the Son of God. In our intercessions, the Lord Jesus built his holy people on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. In faith, let us pray, bless your church, O Lord. You prayed that the faith of Peter would not fail. Strengthen the faith of your church. Bless your church, O Lord. You appeared to Peter after your resurrection, and you appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus. Strengthen our faith so that we may steadfastly proclaim that you have risen from the dead. Bless your church, O Lord. You chose Paul as an apostle to preach your message to the Gentiles. Make us faithful preachers of your gospel. Bless your church, O Lord. You mercifully forgave Peter's denials. Forgive us all of our sins. Bless your church, O Lord. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, today you give us the joy of celebrating the feast of the Apostles Peter and Paul. Through them, your church first received the faith. Keep us true to their teaching. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.